我们先一同有点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的恩典和怜悯是这样的丰富的，临到仰望等候你的人。
Because your grace and mercy abundantly comes upon those who look and wait upon you.
主，虽然我们人是带着许多的愚昧和无知。
Lord, even though man is filled with much foolishness and ignorance.
也没有足够的信心来靠近你。
And we lack the faith to draw near to you.
但是你的怜悯和恩待依然没有离开我们。
Yet your grace and loving kindness does not depart from us.
你用你的眼睛一直定在我们的身上。
Your sight is always fixed upon us.
你按照时间就把我们苏醒过来。
And in the fullness of time, you quicken us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
过去我们走过许多愚昧的路。
In the past, we have gone through much path.
现在还承受着愚昧的事情骚扰。
And we still are in bondage of many foolish matters.
但愿主时刻显明你的拯救。
But Lord, we pray that you would manifest your deliverance constantly.
让我们落在愚昧里，也不在那里停留多久。
And even though we may be in foolishness, let us not remain there for a long period.
你就把我们挽回过来。
And you atone for us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你不但是对我们个别人是如此的恩待。
Lord, not only are you gracious to us individually.
你对着跟随你的这一个属灵的团体，你也是同样的，把你的心意放在其中。
But likewise, you put your heart's desire upon the spiritual
organization.
This body that follows you.
从教会的历史一直到今天。
We thank thee, Lord, from the beginning of history till now.
你是如此的引领属你的人往前走。
You continue to lead those who belong to you forward.
但愿主常保守我们在新鲜的灵里面。
Lord, we pray that you continue to keep us in a fresh spirit.
让我们的灵里时刻的保持那个更新的光景。
So that our spirit will always be in a condition where it's renewed and refreshed.
像你当日借着诗篇里边那些写诗歌的人里头的感觉一样。
Just as in the days when you use your vessels to write the psalms in how they feel.
我们称颂主。
Lord, we praise you.
谢谢主带领晚上我们这一段的时间。
We thank thee, Lord, that you lead us in this evening's time.
我们感谢神。
We thank thee, God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上从诗篇诗篇第三卷。
I will continue on with volume 3 of the Psalms.
我们从七十七篇开始。
We'll begin our time with Psalm 77.
继续往前去看。
We'll continue forward from Psalm 77.
如果仍然记得的话。
The brothers and sisters remember.
诗篇第三卷一开始就是神的百姓跟随神的人，他们在环境上遇到许多的困扰的时候，在他们心思里边所引起的一些疑惑。
Now, the third book of the Psalm begins with the people of God, those who follow God, when they encounter hardship and some of the doubts or questionings that arise in their hearts.
这种光景不是个别人的事。
And these conditions is not only individuals.
而是很容易就在属神的人的心思里有这样的挣扎。
But very easily, such struggles would appear in the hearts of those who follow the Lord.
我们常常记得弟兄们提醒我们要防备魔鬼的诡计。
We often remember that brethren remind us to be alert of the schemes, the deception of the enemy.
因为我们在跟随主这个路上走的人，我们所面对的是一个属灵的征战。
For we who follow the Lord on the path which we go on, it is a spiritual battle.
你要这样走。
If you want to go in this way,
撒旦要你这样走。
And Satan wants you to go the other way.
反正是背着神而走。
And it is in the opposite direction toward God.
但是我们感谢主。
And, but we thank the Lord.
人可以有一个时间做了愚昧人。
There may be a period of time when man acts foolishly.
但是对神存着有一个仰望等候心的人，早晚会在神的面前醒过来。
But one who has the heart toward God to seek and wait upon Him, sooner or later, our hearts would be awakened.
不过我们从实际属灵生活的操练上去看的时候。
But in the practical actuality of our living in spiritual exercise,
这个从心里所起的一些疑惑或者是一些的沉闷
these doubts or dullness that we have arisen in our hearts,
不是很简单的事
they are not very simple matters we neglect.
如果 这一个难处是延长到一定的时间
For if such a condition is prolonged for quite a long period of time,
人就很容易在心里产生许多的想法。
Very easily then other ways of thinking would be risen in our heart.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上一次聚会，我们从46篇里面特别留意到主给我们的那两句话
last time from Psalm 76 we especially paid attention to the words of the Lord to us
他明显地告诉跟随他的人说
very clearly God tells those who follow him
人的愤怒要成全你的荣美
surely the wrath of man shall praise thee
但是呢
but
到了一定的时间
to a certain point
人的愤怒
the wrath of man
人的愚怒
the remainder of wrath
你要禁止
the Lord will restrain
我们感谢神
Now we thank God
这样的两句话就把我们和神中间整个属灵的路程上的跟随所发生的难处总结在其中
Such words really puts a summary on our path as we follow the Lord
我想许多有宗教信仰的人都存那个意念。
I believe all those who have any religious belief will have such a thought.
如果我们把信主这一件事情也有意无意的将它摆在与宗教的光景相同相类似的时候。
Likewise, if we were to put our faith in the Lord in the condition of religious beliefs,
我们就很容易就跑出这个东西来了。
Very easily then the following thoughts will come about.
因为一般存着宗教思想的人，他们寻找所谓神，就是他们所要找到的那一位，给他常常赐福的。
That is, in religious belief, the God whom, in religious belief, seek after is a God who will always bless them.
常常赐福给我的，那他是神，毫无难处。
If he is a God who will always bless me, then there is no difficulty in that.
但是有一阵时，
But,
好像神的赐福慢下来、停下来，甚至是好像不见了这个样子呢。
If there is even a short period of time when the blessing of God seemingly will slow or even stop and it has disappeared.
我们里面的心思就有好多的变化。
Then within the hearts of those individuals are a drastic change.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在76篇的里边神说出了这一个大方向。
In Psalm 76, God gives us the general direction of this.
那是神怎样维持人正直地走在合神心意的路上。
That is how God maintains us to walk rightly in the path after Him.
神告诉属他的人说
God tells those who belong to Him,
你不要以为跟随主一直就是在那里蒙福。
Do not believe that as you follow the Lord, you'll continue to be blessed.
你必须先要把那个蒙福的这一件事情活清楚界限
that you must first draw a very clear line with this understanding you have about receiving blessing.
千万别落在那一个 仇敌的欺骗里。
Do not fall under the deception of the enemy.
看见祝福，他就是神。
When you see blessing, then that is God.
看不见祝福，他就不是神。
When we do not see the blessing, then it is not God.
因此你看到许多在宗教里边的人，他们常常转换他们寻求敬拜的对象。
Therefore, we're able to see in religious circles, many would seek a different object of worship when they see the blessing disappear.
但是很清楚地对属他的人说,
But God clearly tells those who belong to him,
你们要看见一个事实,
you must see this truth.
你们在神面前一定是蒙福的,
that you are blessed in the presence of God.
但是问题就是你站在一个什么地位上来看神的祝福。
But the issue lies in which position, what is your stand when you feel the blessing of God?
如果我们只是站在我有没有得着好处这个观念上面来看神。
If we only stand on the perspective, if there's any benefit to me, if there's goodness for me to look at the blessing of God,
那我们一定会碰到有许多失望的事，甚至怀疑神的事情就在哪里开始。
Surely then we will be disappointed many a times, even to a condition where we begin to doubt God.
但是若是我们看，
But if we were to view it,
我们碰到难处，
That when we encounter hardship,
是神允许我们去接触的。
It is God Himself who allow for us to encounter those hardships.
神所以把我们放在难处里。
And the reason why God places us in those hardships.
神说他有一个理由。
God says He has this reason.
这一个理由就是维持我们这些人行走在正道上。
The reason that God tells us for putting us in those hardships is to sustain us to right on the right path.
所以我们读到这两句话的时候，我们心里面是实在有很多感觉的。
Surely when we read these two sentences here in verse 10, we have a lot of thoughts.
因为就着我们自己个人所走过的路程来说，或多或少，我们总碰过里面沉闷受捆绑。
For even in our own experience, when we have this condition, we realize at times we are in bondage or we are in dullness.
甚至以为在神的面前我再也没有路走了。
Perhaps even to a point we may feel that I have no longer a way before God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神很清楚的，借着诗篇的话，借着走过这一个路程的人的经历，来向我们说出了那一个属灵的秘密。
God clearly through the psalmist and those who have gone through such an experience to give us that spiritual secret.
人的愤怒要成全你的勇美。
That surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, will perfect thy praise.
神要把我们固定在合他心意的路上。
And God will sustain us on the path that is pleasing to him.
但是神不会长久让这种情形限制和捆绑着属主的人往前走。
God will not allow for this condition to prolong, to hinder, to bind those who follow after him to go forward.
到了合宜的时间，
In the appropriate time,
神就说我要禁止人的余怒。
God says he will restrain the remainder of man's wrath.
他可以有许多的怒气发在你的身上。
Perhaps there will be much wrath toward you.
但是他不能越过主的界限来叫你承受，神不是要你受的。
Yet God will restrain them that the wrath that is not allowed by God will not come upon you.
我们常常就是在这个点上不容易走过。
Now many a times it is upon this very point it is not easy for us to go over.
像我们读旧约诗篇的时候，
For example, when we read the Psalms in the Old Testament,
对不起，不是读诗篇，读到先知书哈巴谷。
For example, when we read the prophetic books in the books, the words of Habakkuk,
连哈巴谷那样子在神面前能贴近主的心思。
Even for the prophet Habakkuk, he was so close to the heart of God.
他一就看见耶路撒冷神的百姓所经历的事情怎么经过那么长久
And when he sees the experience of the people in Jerusalem for such a long period of time, yet it has not ceased.
啊，并且连神的名字都因着神的百姓的堕落而受到羞辱，没有停止。
And even the name of God, because of the fall of the people, that the name of God will be shamed, and it has not ceased.
所以他在神面前也。
Well, likewise, even Habakkuk would have such doubtings before God.
神啊，我们这些人犯罪，离弃你，你给我们管教，我们没有话说。
God, for the people have forsaken you and have shamed your name, and you discipline us, we have nothing to say against that.
但是神啊，你叫那些来管教我们的人。他总应该是活得比我们好一点点吧。
Yet God, the ones that you used to discipline us, should they not be those who live better than we do?
怎么晓得他们这些人比我们还坏？神的，你怎么可以用一些比我们更坏的人来对付我们的坏？
How could it be, God, that we imagine you would use someone even more corrupt than we are to deal with us, with our own corruption?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神明明告诉哈巴谷说，
God clearly tells Habakkuk,
我不是用他过分的对待你们。
I would not allow for them to surpass what I have allotted for them to deal with you.
但是他们自己越过了界限，用残暴来对付你们。
But they have gone beyond the measure to deal with you with violence.
我会审判他们。
And I will judge them for it.
我会对付他们。
And I will deal with them.
但是要紧的，
But what is important,
是你们知道是神的手出来管教你们。
That is you, the people will realize, understand it is the hand of God.
你们就该转回，在神面前好好的仰望等候他。
That has come against you, so you should repent and know well to turn to him and wait upon him.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
正因着神把那个最隐秘的那一个故事上属神的人发表了。
Because God has shared that story very hiddenly in secret with those who belong to Him.
就引动了一件事。
It will lead forth to this.
真实跟随主的人。
Those who truly follow after the Lord.
你不管碰到什么样的环境。
Regardless of the circumstances.
你都要做一个赞美感谢神的人。
We will surely be one who will give thanks and praise God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
话语虽然是很短少。
Even though the words are brief.
但是里面所给我们的光就很明亮。
But the light which it gives us is very bright.
好。
Now?
那么当76篇把这样的一个奥秘打开的时候，
When Psalm 76 opened up to us this mystery,
那诗篇继续往前去。
Then in the Psalms we continue forward.
是在这样的一个心思和环境里面继续往前去。
It is in such a thought, in this condition, that we move forward.
所以77篇一开始，弟兄姊妹你留意，78、79这样下去。你一直看到。
So we take note, brothers and sisters, from Psalm 77, 78, 79, we continue, we will see.
亚撒的诗歌在那里仍然围绕着这样的一种心思来向神仰望，也向神的百姓来发表。
The Psalms of Asaph continue to look unto God in this light and proclaims to the people.So brothers and sisters, when we take note of these several songs, we will see.
真正跟随主的人也好像给环境逼到有一天里面有个感觉，神啊，你是不是还要我们跟随你？
We will see truly from the people of God that it seems as we're forced to condition with our experiences that we question God, God, do you still want me to follow you?
如果你还要我们跟随你,
God, if you still desire for us to follow you,
为什么你现在 好像静默不言，任凭难处在那里把我们折磨。
Why is it, God? It seems as even now you're silent without any action and continue to deal harshly with us.
说弟兄姊妹，你读77篇的时候，
So when we read Psalm 77, brothers and sisters,
如果你不再往前去，
if we do not move forward,
你就好好的看见属神的人跟随主跟到一个地步，好像没有前途。
It seems as one who followed the Lord now has followed the Lord to a point seems there is no more future.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那个字句上面怎么说？
Take note of the passage here.
他说我要向神发声。
It says that I cry unto God with my voice.
呼求。
And I cry unto him.
我向神发声。
And I cry out to him with my voice. 他必留
心听我。
And he will give ear unto me.
我在患难之日寻求主。
In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord.
我在夜间不住的举手。
My sore ran in the night.
祷告。
And ceased not.
我的心不肯受安慰。
My soul refused to be comforted.
我想念神就烦躁不安。
I remember God and was troubled.
心我沉吟悲伤，心便发昏。
I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这段话是带给我们看到一个什么光景。
And brothers and sisters, take note, such words, what condition does that give us?
这个人他不是不祷告的人。
Now this is one, it's not one who does not pray.
啊，他是一个祷告的人。
He is one who prays.
啊，并且也祷告得非常紧密地向着神的。
In fact, he prays very constantly toward God.
但是有一个难处。
But there is this hardship.
他说我越祷告神，
He seems as if the more I pray to God,
我里面的重担好像越来越重。
It seems like the more and more I'm overwhelmed.
我要在神面前来仰望神。
The more I look to God,
神好像躲起来都不让我遇见。
It seems like God has hide himself and cannot meet me.
说弟兄就说你从那几句话上面，你能看到那一种淋漓可怜的那种光景。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, from the words, we're able to see the sorrow that is in the spirit.
那他在患难之日寻求主。
And he says, I, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord.
夜间不住的举手祷告。
My soul ran in the night.
得出一个什么结果？
What is the result?
我们常常听一些年长的弟兄姊妹们做那个正面的带领的时候，会告诉我们。
Many a times we hear the older brethren who lead us positively and they will tell us.
如果你们是这样的仰望神，
If you look unto God in this way,
你们一定在神的赐福的里面进到更深的祝福里。
Surely we will be in the blessing of God to enter into a deeper blessing.
我们听了，
We hear that.
我们做了，
And we have done it.
但是我们发觉，
But we discover
情况不是一样，
That is not the same condition.
说你留意到上面所提到的那几句话是非常带着里面的沉重来说到神的面前。
Therefore, when we read the following words, we see how heavy, how weighty the spirit is when we speak in this way before God.
好像在那里说，
It seems as if it's
我不祷告还可以。
It's probably better if I do not pray.
我不仰望神还可以。
It's better if I do not seek God.
可是当我一仰望神的时候，
Because when I do seek after God,
我的心不受安慰。
My soul refused to be comforted.
弟兄姊妹们，这个光景实在是，如果我们不领会到神在属灵的那个带领上面，常常会借着人的愤怒来成全他的荣美。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not understand this point that how man's wrath, oftentimes God will use that to perfect his praise perfect His glory.
你没办法领会神怎么还会说出这样的话了。
It will be hard for us to understand why would God say such words.
我寻求你还好。
It's good that I seek after you.
但是我要寻求你，我自己就不得安慰。
Yet when I do seek after you, I am not comforted.
不仰望你还好。
It's better if I do not seek after you.
仰望你的时候，我里面就烦躁不安。
For when I do seek after you, I'm troubled, I complain in my spirit.
好像那个整个的效果是反过来的。
It's overwhelmed, it seems like that's opposite of what I'm looking for.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到，
当
我们的心思在神面前走到这样的一个地步的时候，
when,
你怎么能出来
？When our heart, when our condition is to such a point, how do we get out of that？
你最信靠的神，他好像对你失信了。
God, whom we put our faith in, who we trust to the utmost, seems like He has been unfaithful to us.
那这个神真的是我需要去跟随的吗？
So is this truly a God who I should follow?
我在一个真正的神的面前，我的追求要落到这样的地步的，那这一位神是真的还是假的？
If he is a true God and I follow after him and yet I'm in such a condition, is he truly God or not?
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到在诗篇里面所带出的那个灵里面的平安、不平安、不得安息原因在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, we must see the very reason why our spirit and our souls are not comforted.God says,
说什么呢？
What does God say?
你一直注意到外面有什么变化来适应你自己的那个感觉。
God tells us that we continue to put our focus on the external circumstances to fit, to answer what our condition is and how we feel.
就使我没办法不发生一种这样的情绪。
Therefore, God will say,
为什么呢？
Why?
他是说，
He says,
第五节
Verse 5,
我追想古时之日，上古之年，我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里也几次省察，难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？
This is the thought that I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. My spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more?
难道他的慈爱永远从今，他的应许世世废弃吗？
Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore?
难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
Have God forgotten to be gracious? Have he in anger shut up his tender mercies?
弟兄姊妹，你读到这几句话，你发觉一个什么事实在那里？
Brothers and sisters, when we read this passage, what do we discover?
把我们从前在正面里面所认识的神，现在做了一个反面的转过来，全都是不是我的祝福，而是我的重担。
It seems as if the God whom we have experienced and known all throughout positively now has turned completely negative and has become our heavy burden.
写诗歌的人就是把里面的感觉发表出来，你特别注意到他用了几个永远永远永远。
So we can see the psalmist express his feeling in this way, and the words he used continually are forever, forever, more forever.
永远在恩典里当然是美事。
Now if it's forever in grace, of course that is beautiful.
但是接连在这里他提到那个永远，确实说到我们永远在被神忘记里。
But the forever that is described here is continual, meaning that we are forever forgotten by God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们是落到这样的一个地步的时候
，If we fall into such a condition，
你怎么能出来呢
？How is it that we would come out of this？
你不能长久留在那个地步。
We cannot for a prolonged period of time in this condition。
你长久留在那个地步，你实在没办法往前再多走一寸。
If truly we're in this condition for a prolonged period， we cannot move even an inch forward。
但是你凭什么来脱离这样的一个限制和捆绑，说压制呢
？But by what are we able to come out of this bondage, this hindrance that oppress us？
我们感谢神。
So we thank God。
神不叫我们停留在当时。
God does not allow for us to remain in that present situation。
神是把我们带到过去和永远。
But He brings us to the past and to the future and forevermore。
你看到从前
When we see the past
你看到神怎么恩待我们的祖宗和我们这些人
When we have seen how God has dealt kindly with our forefathers and with us
并且神做那些事情的时候是神付了代价来做的
And when God himself did those things He himself paid the price for it
他为我们付了那么许许多多的代价，他怎么会一下子就把我们全忘掉呢
？Since God paid such a great and heavy price, how could it be that so quickly He would have forgotten us？
他为我们付了那么重的代价，乃是要把我们在以后的日子被神带回神的永远的旨意里。
Since He Himself paid such a great and heavy price, He Himself will bring us into that future forevermore.
所以神允许这些心思意念来骚扰我们一个小一阵一个小时间呢。
Even though God may allow for such thoughts to disturb us for a very short period of time.
在神那里边是有目的的。
Now with God there is a purpose.
他不是叫我们白白的受苦。
It is not for us to go through that suffering in vain.
他不是叫我们遭遇难处过了以后我们对神还不认识并且还翻过来与神对抗呢。
It is not so we can go through such suffering and we do not know God all the more but we would rebel against him.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那么从这里开始
，Starting from this point，
你就一直看到他从这里一直往的七十八篇，就是把神领以色列人出埃及，一直到进迦南这一段路程里头，神在以色列人身上。做了什么事
We see from this point on then it is a remembrance of God's work upon Israel how he led them out of Egypt and led them into Canaan and all the goodness that God has bestowed upon them
如果我们熟悉出埃及记的历史
If we're familiar with the history of Exodus
你一读下去你就知道了
When we read this passage
用不着别人来做解释
Others don't need to interpret for us
你只要看见以色列人怎么出埃及
When we see how Israel left Egypt
你就知道神是怎样在我们的身上做同样的工作
We see likewise how God did the same work upon us
我们感谢神
We thank God
出埃及的开始
The beginning of Exodus
不是以色列人的愿望
It is not the desire of the people of Israel
以色列人从来没想过要出埃及
The people of Israel never imagined to leave Egypt
出埃及这一件事情是神自己的心思
It is God himself his own thought he initiated to take the people out of Egypt
因为神要得着这一个民族整个的摆在神的旨意来对世界显明
It is because of God's own will to take this people, this race, to place them before the world to manifest them.
我们常常提到了祭司的国度
Many times we say this is the kingly priesthood.
神要以色列人出埃及
God desired for the people of Israel to leave Egypt.
是要把他们建造成为祭司的国度
So that they will be a kingdom of priests.
那目的那是把万有带回到神的面前
In order to bring all things back before God
那因此我们看到以色列人从出埃及一直到进迦南
so we,
他们的路上摆了多少难处给神
So we're able to see when God led the people out of Egypt into Canaan, how many difficulties the people gave God.
神在他们的难处, 轻轻可以带过去的, 神就用恩典给他们解决。
When they gave trouble to God and God is able to quickly, lightly bring them over, God will deal with them with grace.
如果他们所显出来的那些愚昧, 是越过了神的界限，和说清楚一点，是越过了神的律法的原则。
Now, if their actions have gone past the grace of God, or to be very strict, the principles of God's law,
神就伸出管教的手来，then 把他们矫正。
God will extend forth His disciplining hand to correct them.
啊，我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank and praise our Lord.
但是问题就在这里,
this is the issue.
不是神有没有施恩,
it is not whether God was gracious or not.
而是人在神面前是怎样的愚昧,
but it is how foolish man can be before God.
我想读一两句话,弟兄姊妹们,你就知道了。
I think when we read a few verses, you will understand.
说了许许多多,神在那里怎么
When it spoke much words how God governed and sustained and restrained the people in the wilderness. What is the response of the people?
17节,
verse 17.
他们却仍旧得罪他,
and they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness.
他们心中试探神,随自己所欲的求食物,并且妄论神说,神在旷野,岂能摆设筵席吗?
And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spoke against God, they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
弟兄们,你留意这种信息?
Brothers and sisters,
是人的心里面出来的。
You can take note this heart, and it is outflow of their heart.
但是那个根源是从撒旦的意念来的。
But that source is a thought from Satan.
或者是从他们所认识的那些事情，那就是特别吃了分别善恶树上的果子所带出的影响来的。
Now, in other words, it may be all that they ever knew, that is the impact of taking of the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What they speak seems reasonable. In the wilderness, there is nothing.
神能在这些什么都没有的。 还可以向我们摆宴席吗?
Is God able, even with nothing, to furnish a table here for us?
如果神真的能是这样做的话,我现在要吃羊,吃鱼,吃牛,像在埃及的时候一样。
If God is able to do so, I want all the meat like I had in Egypt, with all the beef and the sheep and the fish.
想是这样想,
that's what they think.
但是心里头那个意念是,
but in their mind, in their thought it is,
在这些旷野的地方, 神啊, 你有本事给我们摆设宴席吗?
In such the wilderness, God, are you even able then to furnish a table for us? We thank God.
等我们读78篇的时候,
when we read Psalm 78,
整篇从头一直到末了,
from the beginning to the end,
神是把他从前 在以色列人身上所做的,做了一个很简单的记录。
It is a very concise remembrance, a recording of all that God has done amongst the people of Israelite in the past.
这些事情对以色列人来说不是讲故事。
These matters to the people of Israel is not a story.
因为这些事情对以色列人来说是他们自己亲身的经历。
For to the people of Israel, this is their own personal experience.
但是问题出在哪里?
But where is the issue lie?
他们承受了神的祝福,却忘记神的祝福。
They received the blessing of God, yet they have forgotten about that blessing.
所以你留意到78篇一开始, 就指出了一个, 他们很严肃的, 错误。
So you take note, even at the beginning of Psalm 78, it points out their great misunderstanding, their error.
你看一开始的时候
at the beginning,
他们心思里的 一个意思是什么？
You can see what is their thought in their heart.
第二节
Verse 2,
我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。留意第四节了，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代看听。
I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He have done.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
以色列民在神面前怎样走过他们在旷野里头给神引导的日子。
How did the people of Israel gone through the path of the wilderness which God has led them?
事实是他们自己承受过来。
They themselves have experienced this.
他们却把这一些历史的事实当作故事，当作谜语。
Yet they treat this experience, this fact as a parable, as a dark saying of old.
这些话都是我们的祖先跟我们讲故事一样告诉了我们的。
These are known and we have heard from our fathers who have told us.
那我们是听故事听过来。
So we have heard all these as a story.
所以我们并没有把这些事情向我们的后代来说明。
So we have not spoken these to our generations to come.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是一个危机。
Brothers and sisters, this is a crisis.
这一个危机不单是当年以色列人在旷野漂流的时候的危机。
This is not only a crisis for the people of Israel when they wandered in the wilderness.
而是直到如今，我们人这一方面常常落在这样。
But even until today, as man, for man, we are limited in the same condition.
自己是知道神有恩典。
We ourselves know there is grace with God.
但是恩典到了我这个人身上就停止在哪里。
Yet that grace, once it comes to me, ends there.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you understand.
我说现在的事。
I say the present day matters.
我们说像许多跟随主的人
many who follow the Lord
他们在主面前所经历的一些事情有没有给他的后代传递下去
many of the things which we experience do we pass that along to the generations to come
我不敢说没有
I cannot say they have not
但是我相信不没有的占多数
But I would believe that a majority of the time we did not pass that on.
也许人就要问了，你凭什么说这样话？
Perhaps others might question, why do you say this?
我就说，
I would say,
弟兄姊妹们，你看看我们的教会的交通聚会你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, if you just look at the condition of the sharing meeting of the church, then you will understand why I said that.
在那其实摆明一个聚会的目的是交通。
Very clearly, the purpose of the sharing meeting is to have fellowship.
是在那里述说你怎么进到神里面。
We express how we enter into God.
在那里说到神怎么神把你带到天他里面的时候你这个人起了什么变化
And there we express when God leads us into him how he has transformed us.
弟兄姊妹如果在神儿女们聚在一起来交通的时候
Brothers and sisters, when the children of God gather together in fellowship,
我们尚且把神的作为神的恩典 不是是故意不说，但是就是不喜欢说。
If we do not share of the grace and the work of God, it may not be intentional, but we do not delight to share of His work.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们的弱点。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is our weakness.
刚过主日的交通聚会。
This past Sunday during the sharing meeting,
我心思里面是有点喜悦。
I was pleased in my thought.
因为那么些年下来，我们的弟兄姊妹们在交通的里边，你也不能说他们要交通。
Throughout all these years, we cannot say that brothers and sisters did not have fellowship.
虽然是有交通。
Even though there was fellowship,
但是这不是找着主的心思来交通。
But it is not in the direction of the heart of God and our fellowship.
你听过了他所说的话，你就知道他怎么旅行回来。
We can hear the sharing, and perhaps we know everything that happened on the event on the trip.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个不是交通。
Brothers and sisters, this is not fellowship.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
刚过个主日，
this
不是说每一个交通都给带到这个地步。
This past Sunday, not each sharing we had were in that condition.
但是绝大部分的交通出来的弟兄姊妹们，他们能抓住神要他们说话的要点。
But a majority of the brethren who share are able to share the focus, the main point which God desired for them to share.
那么我们读七十八篇的时候，
So when we read Psalm 78,
我们是读到以色列人的经历。
We read the experience of Israel.
但是当我们读到以色列人的经历的时候，
But when we read their experience,
能不能倒过来看这是不是我的经历？
Are we able to see and turn it around and say, is this my experience?
如果他们的经历是如此的留下破口，
If in their experience there is still this gap,
那我们今天也是照样的留下破口。
Likewise, in our experience, is there such a gap?
但是感谢主，
But we thank the Lord.
不管人的那个心思上面怎样不乐，神手中的工作。
Regardless of how in our thought and our experience we neglect the hand of God, very clearly we can see.
从76篇开始，
starting from Psalm 76,
一直这样的往下来，
if we continue on,
你一直看到神是把人带回历史里，
we see that God leads us back into history.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我个人是很喜欢读教会历史的事。
Personally, I'm one who likes to read about church history.
那么因此有些关乎历史上的事情一再再而三的读过，还是好大的兴趣的吸引在哪里。
Therefore, even when I read some of the historical accounts more than once repeatedly, yet it's still fresh that they captivate me.
完全没有说，哦，这个人我读到第三次、第四次、第五次了。
I would not have such a thought, oh, I read this before, it's the third, fourth, and fifth time.
还没说那样的话。
It's the same old thing.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
主没有让我落到这样的情形。
God did not allow for me to be in that condition.
他让我看见神在历史上怎么做了工。
God showed me how he has worked in history past.
他在历史历代以来一直到今天，他还是照着他那个原则来领人往前走。
And throughout the generations, he continues to lead man forward according to his own principle.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
那当我们留意到以色列人怎么在那个患难的环境里头苏醒不来。
Now, we can see in the hardship how the people of Israel and their hearts are quickened.
原因在哪里？
Where's the reason?
弟兄姊妹们，我们再看看就好。
Brothers and sisters, we can take a look.
三十节。
Verse 30.
他们贪而无厌，食物还在他们口中的时候，神的怒气就向他们上腾，杀了他们内中的肥壮人，打倒以色列的少年人。虽是这样，他们仍旧犯罪， 不信他奇妙的作为。因此他叫他们的日子全归虚空，叫他们的年岁尽属清空。
We have read from verse 30 to 33.
弟兄姊妹们，这真是很可怜的光景。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a very sad condition.
不过我想弟兄姊妹该留意的是，
But brothers and sisters, what we should pay attention to,
神在什么时候这样出手？
When did God extend forth his hand in this way?
哦，这个是一个很重要的关键。
This is a very crucial key.
神是在神的在百姓，在神愚昧无知到一度一个地步不肯转回。
God taught his people to a point where they are so foolish, so ignorant, unwilling to repent and return.
是到了这样的一个时之间。
And it is to this condition.
神就伸手出来。
God extend forth his hand.
让他们知道。
So that they would know.
他们再这样下去，他们是没有路走。
If they continue forth in this direction, they have no path.
没有路走，不是说他们在地上没有路走。
Not that they have no path in this world.
这个没有路走是说了，他们在神面前没有路走。
This no path means that they have no future, no path before God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
以色列人经历了神好多次的这样的严肃的管教。
Israel has gone through many such severe discipline from God.
连同我们在读教会历史的时候，你也看见神的教会在这两千多快两千年的时候也是经历了好多次神很严厉的对付。
Likewise, throughout church history, almost for 2,000 years, there are several times that God severely dealt with his church.
是神不顾念他的儿女吗？
Is it that God was not mindful of his children?
这个是不可能的事。
That is impossible.
但是事实上，历史上就是这样不断的发生。
But that seems to repeat itself throughout history.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们不能不注意。
We must take note.
这些事情发生的时间都是地上的光景，好像把神的教会、神的儿女捆绑在一个没路可走的光景。
The occurrences of such events seemingly on earth has bound the children of God, the church of God, to a condition where it seems to be hopeless and no future.
不信主不甘心。
If I'm not willing not to believe in the Lord.
要信主不觉得有什么不一样。
But if I believe in him, it seems like everything is the same way.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神选召我们。那个目的是非常严肃的。
The purpose which God has called us, chosen us, is very stern.
因此我们在神的面前不能不注意神手中的工作。
Therefore, we must take note of the work of the hand of God.
因此我们继续接下去。
So when we continue on,
32节
verse 32,
78篇
Psalm 78, verse 32.
虽是这样，他们仍旧犯罪。
For all,
不信他奇妙的作为。
For all this, they sin can still and believe not for all his wondrous works.
因此他叫他们的日子全归虚空，叫他们的年岁尽属惊恐。
Therefore, their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble.
他杀他们的时候，他们才求问他，回心转意，切切地寻求神。
When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
整个旧约的历史，神对他的百姓。
Throughout the history of the Old Testament, how God dealt with his people.
再加上新约的教会的历史。
Added on is the history of the church in the New Testament.
我们实在看见，神允许属他的人 走迷。
Indeed, we see that God may allow for those who belong to Him to go astray.
乃是神要让他们知道，你们信的是对的，但是你们这个是人，在信了主以后，还是维持着自己的不对。
It is in order for people to know it is right that you believe in the true God. Yet even after you believe in Him, you insist on your own way, which is not right.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当他们真实的有这样回心转意的时候，
when we truly repent with a pure heart,
神就又将恩典显明出来。
God will continue to manifest His grace.
就让他们去追念神是他们的磐石，至高的神是他们的救赎主。
So that we will remember that God was their rock and the high God their redeemer.
这是三十五节。
This is verse 35.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当人在神面前少有一点的转回。
When man somewhat will repent and return.Even the slightest.
还不是绝对的转回。
It's not even an absolute returning.
或是转回了一半还保留一半。
Perhaps we turn half and we still keep half for ourselves.
在旧约我们看以色列人有这样的毛病。
And we see that is the issue with Israel in the Old Testament.
他们可以暂时的 把偶像丢开。
Perhaps temporarily they can put aside their idols.
但是是外面的丢开。
That's only external action.
在他们里面还有偶像的地位。
But within their hearts there is still ground position for the idol.
外邦神的地位。
They still have ground for the Gentile gods.
过了不多久。
So very quickly.
又把这些东西来去代替神。
They will replace God again with these matters.
这是旧约的以色列人的历史。
This is the history of the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
到了新约的教会呢？
For the church in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我们也很清楚地看见。
Very clearly we see.
教会历史里头说的事实，一直就是说，教会怎么能回到神的设立教会的目的里。
Throughout church history, it is still the same. How is it that the church can return back to the purpose of God's establishment of the church?
从教会堕落到成为天主教的时候。
When the church became fallen to the condition of Catholicism.
可以说是把神的救赎的旨意完全的
We can put it in this way. It seems to have destroyed, wiped out the purpose of God's redemption.
等到后来神兴起，所谓教会复兴的这一段时间。
Until God, we so-called, it has revived, reformed the church.
直到我们现在这个时候。
Even until present day.
我们仍然看到那个东西在那里。影响做神的儿女。
Likewise, we see those impact that influence the children of God today.
所以我们从教会历史里头一直看见，不管神做了多少的工作，神总是把走迷的那一些停止下来。
So we can see throughout the work of God, throughout church history, those who have gone astray, God ceases.
神要人注意的，神就慢慢慢慢慢慢。一点一滴的让人留意到。
What God desires man to pay attention to, gradually, bit by bit, step by step, God shows us for us to take note of.
但是一个很严肃的问题在哪里？
But very stern issue there.
神的带领是那么完整清楚。
God's guidance is very clear and complete.
但人的跟随就是跟不上。
But man just cannot follow fully.
跟不上就是好像跟不上。
It seems like we just cannot follow on.
提一两个例子吧。
So perhaps a couple of examples.
你如果是活在马丁路德，是马丁路德的时候
，If we were living in the days of Martin Luther,
你能站在因信称义这个事实里
，We're able to stand in this truth of justification by faith.
你是做了大事
，We have done a great thing.
但是是不是等于？ 回到神的完全的心意里呢？
But does that equate to now we have completely returned back to the full desire of God's heart?
在当时是觉得我们归回了。
At that particular time, we feel, yes, we have returned.
但实际上没有。
But in reality, we have not.
是在神许多弄迷了的，给人弄迷了的那个迷圈里，转出了一个方向准确的路。
In the labyrinth, in the maze that man has put themselves in of confusion, on one particular point, now we have been delivered and gone out of that.
这当然比不肯回转是胜一步了。
Of course, that is a step better than we're unwilling to repent.
在神面前的转回已经到了尽头。
But we cannot say that now our repentance, our return to God is full.
那又比方说。
For example,
浸信会
for the Baptist,
你没有办法能说他们所相信的教条和神有错误。
We cannot say their belief and their ordinances is wrong.
但是你很清楚地看到。
But we also clearly see
他们的重点不是他跟神。
Their emphasis is not between God and them.
那个重点是。你是不是受浸的？
Their focus is on, are you baptized?
我想弟兄姊妹也听过张弟兄交通里面好多次提到一件事。
I think brothers and sisters have heard Brother Kong share this many a times in his sharing.
他在聚会处里边可以说是起头的那些弟兄们当中的
I think that we can consider Brother Kong as one of the leading brethren at the very beginning of the brethren gathering.
他不是很明说吗?
He did not say it very outright.
那么那时候聚会在聚会处理上的弟兄姊妹们所注意的是什么?四件事情。
He did mention that the brethren during those days they focus on four particular points.
弟兄姊妹不晓得有没有知道那四件事情是什么
I wonder if brothers and sisters recall what those four items are
脱离宗派
And that is to depart away from denomination
受浸
And to be baptized
擘饼
And to break bread
蒙头
And for the head covering
这四件事情你做对了，你就对了。
If you've done these four things correctly, then that means you're right.
那所以，在第二次大战的时候
，So in the Second World War,
江弟兄他们因被难从中国打跑，从新加坡跑到日本，不，跑到印度。
So to escape the warfare, Brother Kong went from Singapore to India.
神在那个时候就给他看见了。
And it was during that time that God showed him.
只要做这四件事情，我们就是在神的心思里嘛。
Does it mean if we do these four things, we are in the heart's desire of God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给他看到。
The Lord showed him.
因此弟兄姊妹，当我们回头来看教会历史的时候，我们也看到许许多多这样的光景。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, when we reflect on church history, we see very similar conditions.
那因此我们读到后面的第三卷后面的几篇的时候，我们就看到一个很清楚的方向。
Therefore, when we read the Psalms here in the latter part in Book 3, we see a very clear direction.
头一件事情把神的位置摆正。
The first is to correctly have the position of God in its correct place.
那如果你没有把神的位置摆正
If we do not have the correct position for God,
什么样宗教的活动都徒然。
Regardless of what religious activity you may have, they are all in vain.
那第二件事情呢?
The second matter,
不是神在真理和原则上对神儿女们的要求我们不能把它当作真理来放在神儿女中间你们做了这几个你们就活在神的旨意里
the truth and principles that God require upon His children, we cannot hold fast in a way that to say, if you have done so, all of these things, then that you are standing in the truth.
我们感谢神,
and we thank the Lord.
神在那个, 76篇一直往下到78篇,
from Psalm 76 from to Psalm 78.
说了许多的话,
there are many words.
但是那个重点在哪里?
Where is the focus?
那个重点是,
the focus is
第一卷,第二卷, 都基本上是站在个人的经历上面来看我们怎样活在神面前。
With books 1 and 2, it is from the viewpoint of an individual perspective how we live in the presence of God.
但是从一进了第三卷,
but once we enter into book
3,
brothers and sisters, we're able to see the scope of that boundary.
集中在个别人的身上,
it's much more broad, not only focused on an individual,
而是从个别人的身上进了团体的身上,
but from an individual into a corporate body.
所以弟兄姊妹你特别留意, 78篇里面说了好多的话,
so brothers and sisters, take note of the many words in Psalm 78.
说什么话?
What words do they express?
弟兄姊妹你自己稍微留意你就知道了,
and brothers and sisters, if you take note, you'll understand.
78篇以前,
before Psalm 78,
绝大部分的那个属灵的, 学习和经历, 是以个人为代表, 摆出来,
much of the experiences expressed from an individual perspective as a representation.
到了78篇的时候,
but starting with Psalm 78,
你就看到一件事情,
we will see this.
什么事情呢?
What matter is that?
摆在神面前的, 不是个别的人,
what is placed before God is not an individual.
你怎么知道呢?
How do we know that?
你看看, 78篇也给我们一条界限,
you can take note of the lines, the boundary it gives us in Psalm
78.
It seems as if it begins with an individual condition before God. But when we continue on,
你就看到了是整个团体,
you can see the corporate body.
你怎么知道呢?
How do we know?
你留意那些代名词就知道了。
You can just take note with all the pronouns.
你看到上面都是他,他,他。
Yeah, you can see before it was
以前的都是他,他,他。
I or it's singular.
但是到了78篇的时候,
but when we get to Psalm 78,
特别是从下半章那里开始,
especially from the second half of the chapter,
就不是他,他,他了。
No longer is it singular, he or I,
是他们,他们,他们,
but it is they, them.
他和他们有什么区别?
What is the difference between they, he and them?
从实质上面来说,
in general, maybe no difference.
但是从实际的经历上面来说,
but in a practical experience, there is much distinction.
个人是你自己的事,
individually, it's just your personal matter.
集体是神要的事,
but God desires for the corporate body.
那么因此从这个78篇开始, 我们就看到那个诗篇的那个主题的主角就慢慢转了。
Therefore, we're able to see the main character, the subject now has shifted.
从个人的经历进入团体的经历,
from an individual experience to a corporate experience.
78篇只是提到那个范围的转变,
Psalm 78 only tells us of the scope, the boundary, how it shifts.
所以才给我们看到他们,
therefore we can see the distinction, him or them.
但是你再往前去看,
but when we continue forward,
就脱出这个他与他们的那个范围,
we're taken out of that scope of him or them,
就进到一个地步,
will enter into this situation,
什么地步呢?
What condition is that?
人和神中间所显出的那个集体的见证。
It is that the relationship between God and man now has entered into a corporate testimony.
Now, so, 我们看78篇,一直看到下去的时候, 你就看到他一直在那里说,他们,他们,他们,他们。
Therefore, when we continue on with Psalm 78, we can see it continues to focus on they, them, and there.
他们试探神。
And they are the ones who tempted God.
他们，53篇第三节，他领他们稳稳妥妥的，使他们不知害怕。
God guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and they fear not.
海却没有。 海却淹没他们的仇敌，他带他们到自己圣地的边界，在他右手所得的这山地，他在他们面前赶出外邦人，用绳子将外邦的地量给他们为业，叫以色列支派人住在他们的帐幕里，他们仍旧试探。
We have read from verse 53 to 56.
那弟兄姊妹你很清楚就看到,
Brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see
神在这里引导和带领,
you can see God's guidance and leading.
不是停留在个人蒙福的那个环境,
does not remain in the condition where it's an individual blessing.
神所要的是一个整体,
what God desires is a whole body.
这个整体是完全基于 神的儿子耶稣基督做生命来做开始。
This whole body is based on the fact that it is the Son of God, Christ, being our life.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
所以因此当我们一结束了第三篇的时候,
Therefore,
第三卷的时候,
when we end book 3 here,
你就看到一个事情很清楚的。
We'll see one matter very clearly.
神为什么要做这样的事?
Why is it that God will do such a thing?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为神在地上显明这个救赎赦免，神是朝着一个目的的。
Because when God manifests this redemption and forgiveness on earth, He is facing one direction.
在旧约来说，是祭司的国度的建立。
In the Old Testament, it is on the ground of the kingdom of priests.
在新约来说，是要成全教会和带进新天新地。
In the New Testament, it is perfect the church to bring forth the new heaven and new earth.
神做工的方法。 不完全一样,
the way in which God carries out His work may not be completely the same. Yet the purpose of God does not change. Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord. He is such a Lord.
就带给我们很有恩典的指望,
that will give us such a gracious hope.
因为我们看到79篇的时候呢,
so when we reach Psalm 79,
我们就看到一件事情,
we will see this matter.
以色列民的愚昧,
the foolishness of the people of Israel,
那的愚昧不仅是叫他们自己受羞辱,
their foolishness not only brought about their own shame,
而是把这个他的名, 他们的名誉受羞辱的事情转移到神的身上。
But the shaming of their name now has also fallen upon the Lord Himself.
所以我们读到79篇的时候,
so when we read Psalm 79,
你留意了。
You can take note.
他把当时的历史做一个总结。
It is a summary of the history of that time.
第一节, 神啊, 外邦人进入你的产业, 污秽你的圣殿, 使耶路撒冷变成荒堆，把你仆人的尸首交与天空的飞鸟为食，把你圣民的肉交与地上的走兽。
Verses 1 and 2，
那底下还是下去都是说到整个的犹大，或者说整个的以色列乐在荒凉无处可安息之地。
What followed continues the history of Judah or the people of Israel in the condition of how desolate they are, that they would have no place of rest.
现在这里是有少数人。
And here,
他们虽然在大体上是这样走迷。
There is even though a recording in general, this group that has gone astray.
他们里面还是很清新的。
There is a group that is still with a pure heart.
他是按照神的旨意来上神有所要。
That they still seek after God according to God's desire.
这正好给我们去印证了以西结书上头的神对以西结说的话。
This very fitly allows for us to confirm the word spoken by Ezekiel.
神告诉以西结。
God tells Ezekiel,
在犹大被掳以前，
before Judah is in captivity,
如果在犹大中神能找到一个在神面前祈求，求神救犹大脱离巴比伦的手，不被掳到巴比伦。
Before the captivity of the people, if God is able to find even one that will stand before him in the gap to pray that God will deliver them from the captivity of the Babylonians.
如果能有一个人这样的人给我找到，
if God will find even one,
我也不把犹大交给人。
God will not hand over, deliver Judah to others.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话真是太沉重了。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, such words are very heavy.
如果有十个人，或者有五十个人，像神跟亚伯拉罕算要不要灭所罗门的时候，所多玛的时候的那段谈话的内容。
If it was the similar content when Abraham bargained with God whether God would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah to find 50 or 10 or 5,
犹大就不会被掳到巴比伦。
Then Judah would not be in captivity in Babylon.
神在那时对以西结说。
But God said to Ezekiel,
在犹大被掳的时候，
when Judah is in captivity,
要找一个犹大人，他们的心向着神的旨意，求神赦免犹大。
If God would even find one according to his will that they pray for God to forgive Judah.
神说我一个都没找到。
Now God said he found none.
所以说只有把他们交给巴比伦人。
So he can only deliver the people over to Babylon.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
那当我们继续往前读。
When we read on,
你读到八十篇的时候。
And we read Psalm 80.
我们先看七十篇。
If we first look at the previous Psalm,
七十篇里面，第八节开始吧。
Starting with verse 8.
求你不要纪念我们先祖的罪孽，向我们追讨。愿你的慈悲快迎着我们，因为我们乐到极卑微的地步。拯救我们的神啊，求你因你名的荣耀帮助我们，为你名的缘故搭救我们，赦免我们的罪。为何用外邦人说你们的神在哪里呢？愿你使外邦人知道你在我们眼前伸你仆人流血的冤，愿被囚的人的叹息达到你面前， 要你按照你的大能力存留那些暂时的人，主啊，你将我们邻邦所羞辱你的羞辱加七倍的神你归到他们身上，这样你的名你草场的羊要称颂你直到永远，要述说赞美你的话直到万代。
We have read from Psalm 79 verse 8 to the end。
这段话还没有说完，还是一直说到八十篇去。
These words in Psalm 79 has not ended, it continues on.
但是我要弟兄姊妹们在这段话里头注意两件事。
In Psalm 80, but from this passage, take note of two things.
头一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, the first is,
你们既是属神的人，怎么可能得救？
You who belong to the Lord, how can you be delivered then?
怎么会得救？
How can we be saved?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
诗篇八十79篇给我们一个很清楚的答案。
Psalm 79 gives us a clear answer.
那就是第九节。
That is verse 9.
拯救我们的神啊，求你因你名的荣耀帮助我们，为你名的缘故搭救我们，赦免我们的罪。为何拥拜妄人说他们的神在哪里呢？
Help us, O God, of our salvation for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is thy God?
弟兄姊妹，你看到
Brothers and sisters, you see,
我们蒙恩，
we have received grace.
不是我们在神面前有突出的给主欣赏，
not because we have any condition, any quality that is outstanding from ourselves that God should admire.
我们人能得给救赎，
that man would be saved,
乃是完全因着神的名的荣耀。
It is completely for the sake of the glory of his own name.
一面是因为神有他的旨意在执行。
On the one hand, God will execute his own will.
一面是神很清楚地宣告一件事，那是在以赛亚书，我不能把我的荣耀归给偶像。
On the same token, God declares himself in the book of Isaiah, he would not give his glory to another, to a false God.
现在诗篇里面就更清楚地指明了，神啊，依着你名的荣耀你拯救我们。
And so here is clearly stated in the Psalms that he, for his own glory, for his own namesake, he will deliver us.
你这样的赦免我们的罪。
And you will purge away our sins.
我何用外邦人说他们的神在哪里呢？
And he would not allow the heathen to say, where is thy God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看到这里的时候，
When we read this part,
你就看到有一件事情。
We'll see one thing.
那是走到八十篇去了。
That is in Psalm 80.
第二节。
Verse 2.
在以法莲、便雅悯、马拿西前面施展你的大能来救我们。神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光。我们便要得救。
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
这话是什么意思？
What does these words mean?
那是求神用着他自己的真理和公义带出的审判的权柄，让所有的人都能知道神是全能的神。
That is to use God's truth and righteousness to express the might of his authority so all will know that he is the almighty God.
简单的来说就是确定神的那个准确的地位。
In other words, it is confirm that proper position of God.
就带出一个结果。
And it will bring forth this result.
什么结果呢？
What is that result?
我们便要得救。
And then shall we be saved?
弟兄姊妹留意，我们便要得救这一句话，在七十九篇，在八十篇出现了多少次？
Brothers and sisters, take note how often this term is used in Psalm 80. Then shall we be saved?
那首先第一处就是， 就是第三节了。
First,
使你的脸发光，那求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
First and verse three.
然后第七节。
And then verse seven.
万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Again in verse seven.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
从这里开始。
Starting from this point.
一直到这一篇的末了。
Until the end of this psalm.
你仍然是看到了。
We can still see.
神啊，求你使我们回转。
It is the same theme. O Lord God, turn us again.
使你的脸发光。
Cause
thy face. 我们便要得救。
To shine, and shall we be saved.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是因着神的名而得拯救。
We are saved for His namesake.
这是大前提。
That is the premise.
那个经历呢？
The experience.
当神呢，你将你的荣耀显出来的时候。
God, when you manifest your glory.
就让我们受光照。
That we are enlightened.
看到是我们自己的愚昧。
When we see.
来引动你的。管教。
When we see our foolishness has brought about your discipline.
现在求你重新显明你的荣耀。
So now God once again manifests your glory.
使我们回转。
That we would be turned.
我们便要得救。
And shall we be saved?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，你一直看下来的时候，从我们到你们，从你们到他，从他们到你们。
From when we read from them, to you in the plural form.
说了多少次
？How many times is this used?
很细心的去把它，算一算。
I did not count it in detail.
但是你留意到这一句话，接连不断的在。神的话里头出来。
But when we see these terms continually used in the Word of God,
你就知道这个事情的严肃。
Then we know how solemn this matter is.
因为你从上神文连下来。
But because when we connect the context,
从上面去看，你看见神的荣耀。
The previous text, we see the glory of God.
也就是神的地位和尊贵。
And that is God's position and His honor, His majesty.
从上面来看呢,
When we read on,
你看到神的怜悯与同情,
we can see God's mercy and His compassion.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们亚当的后代都是不配得着神恩典的人。
We who are of the Adamic race are not worthy of the grace of God.
但是神救我们。
But God deliver us.
不是因为我们会用俗话讲，要下地狱，不能上天堂。
It is not in a way that to use it in a very general term that we are those who are destined for hell and not for heaven.
那个是太表面的东西。
That is just too generic.
神要我们得救。
God determines to save us.
这是他的心意。
That is his own desire.
他的心意是什么？
What is his desire?
他要为着他自己的荣耀来显明他是谁。
It is for his own glory's sake he will manifest who he is.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那我盼望弟兄姊妹们，你这样一看下来的时候，你能看得很清楚，从个人到集体活在神的面前。
When we read on in this way, we see very clearly it is from an individual viewpoint to a corporate body.
亚撒这批人，我一再提过，他们非常接近是在亚述对付犹大跟被掳到巴比伦之间的那些服侍主的人。
I've mentioned before this group, the psalmists, the sons of Asaph, this is a group that closely served the Lord during the Assyrian oppression and close to the period when the people are in captivity in Babylon.
他们在圣所里头服侍主，就不住地看见神的百姓的上上乐乐。
They are the ones who continue to serve the Lord in the temple, and they can see the condition of the people in their ups and downs.
神的灵就借着他们发表了神要我们很明确地知道他的心意。
And the Spirit of the Lord used them to express the heart's desire of God so that we may know it very clearly.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为从上礼拜开始,
from next week,
我们就应该从84篇接上来。
We'll continue on with the following psalm.
那么照着那个理由，还有81篇跟83篇，我会轻轻把它带一带接上今天晚上所交通的，然后我们就开始看83篇。We'll lightly connect
Psalms 81 to 83 along with tonight's sharing next week, and then we'll focus and begin with Psalm 84.
因为到了84篇，就更清楚地引我们注意到，你怎么活在神的面前。
Because starting with Psalm 84, very clearly it tells us then how now into the future we live in the presence of God.
不是你个人怎么活在神的面前,
not how you individually live in the presence of God.
是所有属神的人一同活在神的面前。
But all those who belong to God, how we live corporately in the presence of God.
感恩主恩待我们。
And may the Lord be gracious to us.
在末了这一段的时间的里头, 重新照明我们,
in the days,
在神的拯救里头, 我们该走的路。
In the days of the last times, may God show us how accurately we can live in His way.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你借着圣灵的光照, 叫我们这个人在你面前给调转过来。
Lord, may you through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit that you will turn us completely around.
人的愚昧和无知加上仇敌的诡诈和欺骗。
And man's ignorance and foolishness added on with the deception and lies of the enemy.
不住地引诱我们的脚步离开你自己。
Continue to tempt our footsteps to depart from you.
主感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们虽然是愚昧,
even though we are foolish,
但是你没有放弃我们,
yet you did not forsake
你用着你全能的膀臂, 显出你自己的荣耀与华美,
and you use your almighty arm to manifest your own glory and majesty.
但愿主给我们能更多地知道你心里所想的, 我们就爱慕, 活在你最爱的,
Lord, may you show us all the more what is pleasing to you, and we would desire all the more to live in that which is pleasing to you. And we have you to be supreme as Lord. And we acknowledge you to be the highest. And may all glory be thine. Lord, we thank thee. Listen to our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.